Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town.
Hey, Dope Town 3000. What's up, everybody? This is Dope Town 3000. Ooh, if you're feeling like a pimp, listen to our podcast. This is the premier podcast for the fusion of freestyle hip-hop, improv comedy, and storytelling. Who needs Timbaland when you've got Sean Fisher?
Yo.
Who needs Rick Rubin when you've got Zora motherfucking Beacon Gaga?
I'm crazy for this one.
I would never say who needs Jay-Z when you've got Greg Smith, the natural pattern.
Say it.
Black Album is very good. Let's start this podcast the way we start every podcast. Let's fire up what's trending on Twitter. Let's cipher. What do we got going on, Zora?
Okay, so there are a lot of Game of Thrones things, as I have mentioned. Lyanna
of
Mormont, Grey Worm, Westeros. We also have Episode 3. Scrolling down, we have Motown 60. Mm-hmm. We have Podrick.
Podrick. Probably
what's that?
A Game of Thrones related thing.
Okay. Yeah. We have Coachella.
Mm-hmm. Still?
Kanye's Sunday Service. Does any of that sound enticing to you guys? I can keep going.
Coachella sounds good to me out of that list.
Yeah.
Yeah, Coachella. I didn't even know it was still going on.
Yeah, this was the last weekend, I believe. And that's why Kanye ended it with a Sunday service. We also have Easter, guys. I mean,
Easter's pretty good too.
Yeah. So, how are we feeling? Coachella or Easter?
Didn't I?
What do you
think? I like Easter more than Coachella.
Okay, let's do Easter.
Let's hit it.
I've been to more Easters.
Yeah. It's easier to get into Easter too.
Yeah, y'all get that first weekend pass for Easter?
Oh my God.
Right?
Yeah, I tried to, but it got all sold out.
Mm.
I just don't like how people, you know, are just appropriating bunny culture.
Yeah.
That's true.
Those bunny headdresses people are wearing.
For sure.
Yeah.
Super annoying.
Yeah. Well, it's just, you got to think about like if you were a rabbit who was just like, I'm going to go to Coachella.
That's true.
I'm going to celebrate Easter. I'm just going to try it. And all these motherfuckers are just out there appropriating.
Mm-hmm. I do like how Beyonce brought black culture to Easter.
Yeah.
Through her concert.
Yeah.
They just released a Netflix documentary.
Oh,
about that, right?
It's so mm-hmm. good. Mm-hmm. It is so good. Watch it immediately.
What's it called?
Home Bunny.
It's Home Bunny.
Thank you.
Yes. Full circle. Home Bunny.
Nice. So we're doing Easter?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Hey,
bouncy.
I'm about to give these eggs and these gifts and these baskets to you. But they're not for free, you see. If you want to get them, gotta follow these clues. I'm gonna leave little sheets of paper all across the house. I know that I'm a rodent, but please don't call me a mouse. Follow the clues and maybe you can find, maybe you can rock it. Maybe you can find a life-size likeness of me that is made out of chocolate. Follow these clues, I don't think they're too hard. I think you can discern what they mean. They're not the worst with the starburst and jelly beans. You gotta work for your candy.
Hey,
you better work for your candies.
Better work for your candies. Better work for your candies.
Show me all you can be.
Yeah. Use your little legs, cause you gotta work, find those fucking eggs. Yeah, it's fucking smelly clean. I'm talking about all the shit, find all the jelly beans. Yeah, it's kinda scary, kinda scary. Find all the cadberries, find all that stuff. It's not clean. Find all that stuff, all the marshmallow peeps in those beans. In those beans, yeah, you love it. Find all that shit, find it in the cut. Find it in the cut, find it in the tush. Just climb up in the bush, find all the fucking candy. Find all the candy, use all your legs, yeah, it will be dandy. Find all the candy, yeah, cause you got it. Don't be forgotten, cause your teeth will be rotten on the candy.
You gotta whack for the candy. Ooh, you gotta work for the candy.
Ain't giving candy out for free.
Cause you work for the candy.
You gotta work for the candy.
You know that I'm not in it to make money. How y'all doing? It is me, Daisy the Bunny, and I'm going out every day, hiding by the dozen. A couple eggs in the park, fight for them with your cousin. Go on, man, you don't wanna share it. Man, what you gotta do? Leave me some carrots. Oh, man, yeah, over your house, I won't pass. I'ma give you a basket with weird ass grass, and then a couple of some badass candy, a couple random pieces that I just had handy. What is this here, man? Oh crap, some root beer flavored bottle caps, and what's that? Yeah, man, I am that kind of fellow. What I am doing is I'm giving you a marshmallow that's colored yellow in the shape of a chick. Yeah, man, you eat too much, it's making you sick, but I'm just doing a trick. Oh yeah, it's kind of handy. I'ma make you go ahead and work for the candy. Yeah, man, big old paws. Springs, Santa Claus, I'ma work for the candy.
Work for the candy.
You're making you for dandy. Working you. Work.
Okay, okay. Well, I heard my name mentioned, so I'm here to give elation. It's me, Santa Claus, and I'm on fucking vacation. When it's not December, as you can remember, I am with Mrs. Claus, and we're gonna get into this like feathers floating are really high. I'm getting high on that ivy, and I don't even try. I don't care what your gift is on your wish list. I be in fucking Christmas, bitches. Easter is not the time for the Santa Claus. I give it to my homie with the cool black paws. Santa Claus and I'm straight relaxing. And how am I gonna get this track in? Yes. You crazy for this one, bunny?
Oh, you crazy for this one, bunny? I tell you what's not funny. I do all the rum because you know that I'm the dude. Man, you need this. I'm the man of Easter. Man, I'm Jesus. Yeah, cause you know this shit sits into what I say. I risen on the third day. I rose on the third day. I needed room. I left the freaking tomb.
Yeah, and it didn't go well. On the third day, Jesus emerged from a shell. Yeah, that story could not get any duller. And that's why we have chosen to color the outside of the egg for God. So just for a second, let's all take a pause. That was a pause joke. That's the vinegar shit. Aw,
gotta
folks.
Work for the candy. Hey, you gotta work for the candy. When it comes to rising from the dead, Jesus Christ was handy. He worked for the candy. You gotta work for the candy. For the
candy.
Ho, 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 ho. Go fuck yourselves.
Yeah.
You're crazy for this one, Santa.
Oh, I'm gonna kick your ass, fucking Santa.
Who are you?
I'm the motherfucking Easter Bunny, motherfucker.
Oh, come at me, bitch.
Oh, I'm gonna swear.
Musical guest.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize you were the fucking announcer.
That's right. Don Pardo and Santa Claus are the same person.
Oh, shit.
And also, I'm a ghost.
Oh, shit. Can you send Lorne Michaels my reel?
No.
Oh, damn.
Today's guest is very, very special. She is an actor, a comedian, and a dang podcast host. Season 2 of Mom, Get Your Shit Together is dropping soon. It's such a fun listen. We have the host. Please give it up for Amy Albert.
Ah, thank you.
What's up?
What's up?
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me. It's good to see all your faces.
Aw.
Yeah. this is what we look like.
I love this. I love the way you look.
Oh, wow.
In real life. It's very nice.
That's, ditto.
That's something we never get compliments on in an audio-based podcast. It's true. So it's good that people know.
Yeah, we got like a weird 10 out of 10 once, which didn't have anything to do with our looks. Which is a compliment.
It's open to interpretation.
Yeah.
I thought it was.
Yeah, I mean, but you can spin it.
Look at these three tens.
Yeah. That's... But I want to thank you, though.
Yeah. Sure. We needed that ego boost.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Amy, what do you got on the docket? What's on your mind? What kind of story are you fixing to tell?
Oh, jumping right in. I like that. Okay, so the story I'm going to tell is about the first time I went to India.
Ooh. Cool.
So, yeah. So, so my mom is a dirty, stinking hippie. and so she, I was living in New York and she decided, I mean, I was like, you know, late 20s, just like living my dreams. And my mom decided that my grandmother passed away. So she was just going to fucking bounce out and move to India, which I was like, who the fuck does that?
Right.
It made me so, and now that I have kids, like I get it. I want to be away too. No, I'm just kidding. no, I mean, I love my kids. I can't imagine leaving the country, but my mom's always kind of been like that. So anyway, I was pretty not happy with that decision. and I feel like I didn't hide it. So my mom was there for like a year, maybe two. And she said, like, look, you should come visit India. And I was like, all Upper East Side, like, you know, like such a
which is a lot different than India.
It's like a tad different. Yeah. like working the Sex and the City tour was my day job. Like I was like everything New York. so I was like, ugh, fine. Like I find like this amazing trip and I was such a snatch about it. But I was like, ugh, I really did not want to go. I didn't want to like indulge this thing that my mom did. But okay, so finally the time comes around and it was a huge fucking flight, right? It's like 22 hours or something from New York. So we go, I'm on Air India, which I think is now gone. But and so I'm like, oh, this is gonna be terrible. I'm gonna be like in the middle, you know, whatever. I had no idea. But I get on the flight and I have like a whole row to myself.
Ooh,
and they have a bar on in the back.
Ooh.
It's just like weird. It's like,
were you flying first class?
No.
Okay.
No, I was just but they don't like, you know, like scotch, and I was like, well, fuck, okay.
Yeah.
And they would serve you meals. It was very old school to be, you know, I was like, wow, maybe this, okay, you're winning me over. All right.
Okay, India.
Okay, India. I see you. I should also mention that at this time I was in a relationship with a guy that like I pretty much fucking hated. So
turned into an old timey radio announcer. to communicate that information. Yeah,
I pretty much hated him.
I did sort of hate him. So I was, while I didn't want to like, you know, it was like definitely like, I was with this dude and I didn't really trust him because he cheated on me. So I had all that weird anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So. But like, you know, so being on this flight and having like this portion be okay, I was like, okay. So at the end of the 22 hours, we flew. My mom lived in this place called Tiruvannamalai, which is like the southern part of India.
Tiruvannamalai.
Yeah.
Tiruvannamalai.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. Sorry, I hadn't said that verbally in my entire life.
You've just been thinking it.
Yeah, I've just been thinking.
It's just been a collection of sounds. I had no idea what their meaning was until this moment.
Yeah, it's a mouthful. But in order to get there, we had to fly into Chennai, which was the biggest state. And then you have to take another plane. So at the end of the 22 hours, I land in Chennai, and it's like so India there.
It is the
like, like what do I picture? It was like so fucking India, and like it was like, you know, like there were cows in the airport, like yeah,
that was originally going to be the That's a Raven spinoff.
That's so India. Yeah. Pose.
Goodness gracious.
So I mean, it was so, I was like, wow. And, you know, like immediately also I was sort of like, oh, this is okay. This is cool. No, this is good. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, there's a cow. Well, fuck. Okay, cool. And it's so bright and colorful, and it's, you know, like everything is different. It smells so different. Like everything about, you know, being in on another continent is different.
So
I was sort of like, okay, so I get off the plane and I have to take another plane to get to the place that my mom was going to get
your phenomenon
to. Well, it was still like thank you. You were
waiting for that.
You were just couldn't wait.
I'm just trying to remember it,
you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see how you guys run that. By the way, once I got there, it was like still a 4-hour car ride. It was so fucking fire. It was brutal. So no one speaks English there. Things are written in English in some places, but, you know, I don't speak Hindi. I don't. Silly me, I didn't think to learn that. So, you know, when you go to like a lot of foreign countries, you can kind of, you know, like there's sometimes where you're like, I know some of these words, like. Mm-hmm. But not here. So I was trying to communicate with them, like, oh, I have to go to this place. And they were just pointing over to like this hallway,
like
just like
west.
Yeah, just like pointing. And I was like, okay, so I know I have to take another smaller plane. So I go down this hallway and people are loading up on a bus. And I'm like, oh, weird. Okay, maybe it's like another terminal, it's far. Okay, no, all right. So I go, and I had like 4 hours or something. I had quite a long time. So I get on this bus, just load up, like, hi. Like, so like, hi, oh my god, this is so foreign, hello. So embarrassing. So
they're having the exact same experience looking at you.
We go to this other airport. It's like on the same, you know, it seems like the same campus.
Yeah.
What word am I looking for? But so we go there and people get off and they go and it's like kind of empty. But I'm like, eh, this seems right. I don't know. There's no signs, nothing, you know. So I sit down one of the chairs and I start watching. I had an iPod Touch at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And I started watching like downloaded episodes of, I believe it was, what was it? It was like Gossip Girl or something. Like, you know, what, you know.
Real Upper East Side.
So gross. Yeah. What in the fuck? Right? So then, like, you know, time passes and
sure,
and I'm like, this people start, it starts to get emptier and emptier, and I'm like, okay, I don't know what this feels like. There's nothing there. There's no, you know, water, like nothing. There's no vending machine. I mean, like, why would they have that? But so I was like, okay, this, so I decide like after probably 3 hours, and I think I have to get on the next plane like within
right
the next half, like, you know, 30 minutes to an hour. I'm like, I got to go ask somebody. So there were these cops, I guess, or armed guards that were hanging out near an entrance. And I walk over and I say, excuse me. And they turn around and they point their fucking machine guns at me.
Oh, shit.
It got like, and I was like, no, ha, no, I'm okay. I don't know where I am. I'm supposed to go here, like pointing at my ticket. I'm supposed to go to this place. And so they search me and they pat me down. And then they have like a meeting. They chat. And then one of them goes, okay. And he takes me over to a pedicab. So they have these like guys in these little like motorized cars. You know, I'm sure you've seen them. So And I'm like, oh, okay. And he's like, he said, I understood him to say he's going to take you back to where you need to go. And I was like, okay, great. He said, for 500 rupees. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. And my mom had told me, like, you know, it's like we often have to bribe, you know.
That's the economy.
And it's, you know, it.
The tourism tax.
Yeah, I get it. And I was like, okay, yeah, that's fine. You know, I did my money exchange. So I was like, all right. And I'm worried because like time is ticking down. So then this guy, we load my stuff up in the cab thing and he starts to go and it is nuts. Like we're going through all these back streets and there's like these dogs running around and fires and then other stuff. It was so insane. But I was like, whoa, this is amazing. Like I was really like, wow, I can't believe I'm here. So lots of cows, always some cows. Yeah. And so then
she's like, that's so India. Right.
I just stopped myself from doing a very, very stereotypical, what I assume to be Indian like tone
in, for that, the lyrics.
The empty spot of that song.
It's all good. We can leave that.
I'm proud of myself.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be more woke, you guys. But I'll do it later.
Do it later. Yeah, maybe I'll make that bigger.
Sorry, we digress.
And he stops at some point to like chat with someone also. And I was like, dude, I mean, I didn't have a watch because who the fuck wears a watch? But I was like just tapping like on my, and so he looked at me like, yeah. So then halfway there, I assume, turned out to be, he stops, he turns around and he puts his hands on my bag and he says 500 more rupees. And I was like, I got my fucking shakedown from this dude. This dude is shaking me down. And I was like, what? Are you serious? And he started to pick up my bags and like he was going to throw them out. And I'm like, fires, dogs. Where am I? Like, I don't know where the fuck I am. So then I was like, okay, fine. So I gave him another 500 rupees. And I was like, I just want to get. And oh, by the way, this whole time I was like, I didn't even want to come on the fucking trip. This is my mom. I was so furious. Like, what am I even got? This is bullshit. Like, just so angry. So finally we get to the front of the original big airport. Right. So I was I didn't, you know, and then they were basically like, no, it's down there. it was like literally steps away. And I was like,
of course,
this seems wrong. I'm going to go on this whole other. So then we get there and I start to pull my bags out and the guy puts his hands on my bags again and he says another 200 rupees. And I was like, you should be ashamed of yourself, sir.
He's like, I've spoke English this entire time.
By the way, ma'am. Sure. Exactly. So he was whatever. He shook me down. I gave him the money. So then I get on the flight. I go to see my mom. And it turns out that I have like a super amazing, wonderful, life changing trip being there. I was there for about a month. Wow. And it was really, really an amazing thing. So I was, while like it kind of started out as this scary experience, it turned out to be, you know, it's a good story now. India is amazing.
I mean, it seems like the scariest part was your connecting flights. Your transit experience,
and that's relatable regardless of what country.
I mean, shit, you take some flights to Alaska, run into the same shit,
right?
Bunch of
except
cows,
it's like a toothless dude with a mullet,
right? That's true.
500 more dollars on my snowmobile or your fucking shit's gonna wind up on this glacier.
You're stuck in Juneau.
Exactly.
So what were some of like the highlight once you were like in the trip, what were some of those like, you know, A+ moments that you got to experience while you were there?
Well, one of them was that like everyone drives motorcycles. Mm-hmm. And so I learned how to do that there, but it was really cool. It was just amazing. It's so colorful and beautiful. And my mom took me to all these different places. And it was really fun to be with my mom in that situation. And I was like, and plus I was totally disconnected from my shit, right? Like I didn't have my phone. I didn't have to talk to the dick back home.
You had a little Gossip Girl though.
I was like,
just to keep some East Coast just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Can quietly watch this with my earbuds on.
I just need a hit of New York.
Right. And it was, you know, I really did have a wonderful, the food is amazing. Mm-hmm. It was just like I expected it to be really shitty. And it wasn't. It was really amazing. And I felt like, I was like, oh, I get it. Like, for the first time ever, I'm like, I get you, Mom.
Ooh.
I get it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
That's fun.
I have a question. Maybe like a couple. So
we'll see based on your first answer. Yeah.
So why did your mom choose such a rural place to move to in India? Because it's so big and, you know, there are so many different kinds of places you can move in India. And, you know, there's like the city, there's like also like hippy dippy places that aren't like so rural as like southern, like, India.
Right.
You know,
southern, like farmland. Yeah.
Yeah. So it seemed like, why did she go so far out in the sticks?
Excellent question. I do know the answer to that. So my mom, when she was living in Northern California, they would go to this guy called the Sage, who was like, it's kind of a cult.
It's a little cult.
Is it that like feminist cult out in the woods in Santa Cruz? I'm from Northern California.
So. Oh, you are? Okay. Yeah. It is in Santa Cruz, maybe. No.
There's like a female... Kind of
it's not female because she went with my stepdad, so it was like
So the Sage.
The Sage. It was called Satsan. Mm-hmm. That they would go to, and so they as a group went to this town, Tiruvannamalai, because of this mountain called Arunachala, which is supposed to be this holy mountain, and so they needed to just like feel its vibes or whatever bullshit. Things cool. I don't believe in.
There's that radio voice.
I don't believe.
That's cool. And then, so how long did she end up living in the Mount?
He's trying not to say Tom Morvolo.
Yeah, Tom Morvolo. Yeah, the Mount Zion of that.
Can't be vanilla. What are you trying to?
Basically, they're a fucking holy mountain.
Yeah,
basically,
they live there for about 10 years.
Oh, shit.
Nine years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Sean just did an actual spit take.
That's like a big, I know. Like, yeah. That's like a big commitment of time.
Yeah.
Just a slick 10 years.
Yeah. And then now they live in Mexico.
Okay.
So to be closer. That's a quote verbatim.
That's cool.
So we'll be closer. I'm like, not really.
Where are you from?
Mostly San Jose.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, cool. I moved around a lot, but mostly San Jose.
Nice.
How about you?
I'm from like Sonoma County.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hippie stuff.
Hippie stuff.
Yeah. Especially that like generation, that like our parents' generation. Mm, we're just on one up there.
Yeah. Some boomer shit. Yeah.
Yeah. They were just fucking just out of their minds. Some of them.
Yeah.
And I mean that in like not that judgmental a way, but like it's just
I'm
a real
judging
thing. Like, and there was a whole echo of that whole fucking summer love thing. It was just insane.
So but, your parents did that too?
No, they came over from Uganda in the 70s, okay. But they landed in Berkeley.
They like started that cult that your mom went
they
to.
They started
that's wonderful. They started
Zora's dad's the Sage.
Yeah, he is the Sage. They call him the Sage. And he's no longer with us. He just ascended.
I think that guy's real name was like Paul or something.
Whoa.
Like he was like a Jew from Philadelphia that like became this like enlightened.
But it's always like something.
It's
like
always
that.
Some kind of bullshit.
Yeah. Something like that.
So, yeah.
I have an Upper East Side question.
Yes.
You said you gave people Sex in the City tours?
Mm-hmm.
I think I know what that means, but I would love to know for sure what that means.
Sure. Well, so I worked for this company that gave bus tours, mm-hmm. 55 people, a pop, and we go to all the places where they shot Sex in the City.
That's what I figured. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure. Which one are you?
I took a quiz once. Yeah. I was a Miranda, and I was like, ask ya, man. I do not. I'm none of them.
Yeah, you're Amy. That's all you need to be.
Yeah, that's fine. You don't have to be one of them.
No, I felt very compelled in my 20s to, you know, get in there because the people that came on the tour were like horny for that show. They were like into it.
Makes sense,
it.
I guess.
Yeah. Is this where they shot it?
Oh, oh my God, I love it. Like, well, women from like Iowa, moms with like grown ass kids would be like, I'm such a Samantha. I love to suck dick. Like, just tell me things. And I'm like, ew. Okay, I'm just a tour
guide. I'm a tour guide.
I just want to show you where things are shot.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole generation of people that moved to fucking New York because of
that show.
Because of that show.
Yeah.
And Friends.
But and Friends, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. New York had nothing going for it.
Nothing. Nothing.
It was very dull before that show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oof. Do you guys have any...
What was the name of the city one last time?
New York.
Thank you.
Tiruvannamalai.
Tiruvannamalai.
They called it Tiru, if that...
Tiru?
Tiru. They called it
Tiru.
Yeah, they kind of... When they would have
like Tiru. I know somebody named Tiru.
Are they a city?
No.
Is their last name Anomaly?
No, it's a person.
Oh.
It's like a human being that is the female that I worked with.
But is it a sentient city?
No.
Experiencing
Zora,
life in the body
city?
Of a person?
Guys, what are we talking like?
What? Anomaly.
Oh, goodness.
There's a secondary podcast from the 40s that's kind of like branching into ours.
It's
like
true.
Remember that movie, that Dennis Quaid movie, Frequency?
Yes.
It's like Dennis Quaid's Frequency. It's like it's trying to intercept through the waves and communicate to us.
Yeah.
And we're Jim Caviezel and we got to reconnect.
Ooh.
That was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Solid movie.
They tried to make it a TV show. It didn't work.
Yeah. My friend Riley Smith was on that.
Oh.
And it didn't.
Were they a city?
No.
Is Riley's last name phenomena?
Guys, why are we? What?
Because this is a solid bit.
You guys are hilarious.
No, thank
just
you so much, Sora.
When
thank
I
you so
ask,
much.
I'm just
thank
wanting you guys to do more weird stuff so I could call it out.
Okay, that's
all
fair.
I'm doing. So, cool. Do you guys?
I think I'm ready. How about
you?
Yeah,
let's do it.
Nice. All right. I gotta make some checks. So I got this show where people in the city's having sex. And so I know these people vex. They just coming by the buses. Yeah, they wanna go and see where all these things will be discussed, man. And I know that it's disgusting. All these ladies trying me, bruh. Yeah, these people talking about sucking dick to these grandmas from Iowa. I'm Samantha. Oh yeah, oh I don't need that. It's scary. Oh, what, me? I'm sucking dick because my name is Carrie. And that's fine. This is something that I do not understand, bruh. And then this 80-year-old lady says that I'm a Miranda. And I was like, great, that's nice. Over there was the show. That is where she met Big, but that you probably know. I gotta go. I'm getting stressed out with the east side. Yeah, man, I just need something else to get me inside.
Oh, hey, Amy, I can tell that you are slippy. It's me, your mom, and I am a straight-a baby boomer hippie, yeah. Yes. Yes, okay, I see you fill with rage, and I think you're gonna think I'm taking you down the hole of the sage, but I'm not. I learned from that experience, even if sometimes I gave that guy Paul reverence. Tell you what, you're gonna go with me, bro. We're gonna take a family trip across the world to India.
See, when you make these type of decisions, they fill me with such rage. You are moving to the other side of the planet because of the sage.
Yep.
Man, it makes me amazed. Why would you just go and do that? You're not even talking to me first, not even a chat. You just decided that you would just go. And what am I supposed to do? I'm over here like, what the fuck is going on? And I'm not just close to you.
Okay, I hear you, but let this truth flow through you like a fountain. We're going to this place so we can worship at a mountain.
Yeah, at a mountain. Yeah, it's not a fact. We did this shit in Santa Cruz. I am the stepdad. We fucking move there. Yeah, we fucking move here. Like incision, it is so hard because it's like our religion. Yes. So come visit us.
This isn't something I believe. This whole thing's really hard to conceive.
I see that they want me to support, see, but now I'm talking like I'm in the 40s.
Hey, it's me from the 40s, y'all are listening to me. I'm trying to break through like Dennis Quaid and Jim Caviezel in Frequency. That was a very good movie, yes, you all know, but it should only be a movie, it wouldn't be groovy as a TV show. Riley Smith is a city. Riley Smith is a sentient city. I'm bringing that bit right back right here because I thought that bit was pretty. Riley Smith is a city.
All right. I'm saying with no hesitation. I'm getting all worked up, guessing I'm needing myself a vacation. All right. I need to go somewhere that I haven't seen you, bruh. So I know I'll visit my mom and stepdad right over in India. Yeah, that's fine. Then I'll just
hey,
get on.
It's me on your phone. It's me, your fucking dick boyfriend, and I'm calling you from home. Yeah, yeah, you know me. You know my name. It's XX underscore 42069 on AIM.
Yeah, on AIM. But your name is Fred. You're cheating on your girlfriend. Just come back to bed.
Hey, shut up, babe. Who was that voice that I heard in the background?
Oh, that was nothing. That was nothing. It was kind of like Frequency. Hey, I gotta go now. Click.
Oh, God. I hate that sound. I know that he is cheating. And I feel this rage in my heart start to go. It just starts speeding so damn quick. I'm so sick. I need to go on this fucking trip. I gotta quit. I gotta clear my mind. So I'm just gonna get in this plane and recline. Everything's fine. Yeah. Oh man,
we're gonna go on Air India.
Air India.
We're gonna go on this plane. And we're gonna go so far on this plane. It's so fancy and it's got a bar.
Oh man, this is the best plane, don't you know? We sell seats, we sell you the whole freaking row. Yeah. Yeah, when you're on here, we gon' treat you like a star. Any point that you want, just go ahead and order from the back of the bar.
Air India, yeah, that is the plan, son. It's less in airplane and more in airborne mansion. Oh, we're here to fill your every need. And if you wanna live here, the back of your ticket is a deed. Air India.
Yeah, you can call it Air India. You can hang out in the cockpit on Air India. Yeah, you won't be broke on Air India. You can do anything. You can fucking smoke.
You can fly the plane on Air India. You can go insane. Hey! On Air India.
You can be the plane on Air India. It's all the same.
Take a finger paint
on Air India.
And I'm landing and it's feeling empty. And I can't really see what is supposed to be the plan. See, I'm in this place. What will you call it? What the hex? I'm not sure. I guess the only word that I would use would be to call this thing a complex? Okay, I'm checking the ticket. I don't really speak the language. I'm here in India. All of a sudden, I'm starting to feel really strange, kid. Oh man, why did I get this whole fucking trip a whirl? I'm gonna go to my comfort food, take out my iPod Touch, and binge some Gossip Girl. XOXO!
XOXO! It's hard to be me. I'm just up here just living life so lavishly.
Oh, I miss this.
Oh man, I've got all these things and they call them secrets. And some bitch online thinks that it is fine if she doesn't want to go keep it. She's just telling all of my shit, airing out all of my laundry. And I do not know her identity, and that's causing me such a quandary. Oh yeah. Thank God, I have a group of mixed-race attractive friends to help me get through all this shit right there when
and
the year does
and send.
Boom.
Get all this stuff.
Boom.
I'm hanging with bros.
Boom.
I'm in that Brooklyn shit.
Boom.
They call Boom. Me XO.
Boom.
Yeah, you know the word.
Boom.
Yeah, you fucking heard.
Boom.
I'm the fucking XO dude. They call me that nerd. I'm the one. Yeah, I'm a flirt. I'm the one XO. I don't mean to cause a spoiler alert. Yeah, I'm telling you, the whole fucking series. Yeah, that's how it ends. Yeah, that's how it ends. It is near.
Okay, now I have been watching for like at least 3 hours, and now I don't know what to do. I've lost all my power. I see somebody over there. I see two people look like they're having some fun. I tap them on the shoulder, say, can I have some help? And oh my god, they both got guns! And they're pointing at me. They both got guns, and this could be the end of life. As far as I can see, they got guns. Why the fuck are they strapped in this fucking airport? I hope that they know what to do, so I'm gonna ask them for some information. Do you purport? This is where I'm supposed to go.
Point. Hey man, I know it's not fair, but I see this American girl.
That one over there.
Yes, that one over there. Yeah, it isn't fair.
Why
but
not?
If we point our guns, then maybe we can cause her a scare. And
oh, that was. Be so funny. Other idea, let's put her down and see if she has any money.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she probably can't speak a language and looks like a dummy.
Yeah, looks like a dummy. We'll feed our tummies.
And you know what? I'll call my cousin Sonny. Cause he's
pranks
got
to guards. We've got ourselves some pranks to guards.
Hey,
pranks to guards. We've got some pranks to guards.
Hey,
let's fuck with someone from another country. I know that shit would be so funny.
Yeah, I see that high over there. He looks like he is from Uganda. Let's prank him over there, then show him the hidden camera. Ha, I got you.
Look at that shit. You do not know what I'm saying. You're just looking at my gun and hoping that the bullets do not start spraying.
It's pranks to guards. The comedy is lost in translation with the pranks to guards.
I'm just yelling at her, but she doesn't know what the fuck I am saying.
Pranks to guards. She thinks I am a butcher. I am a pranks to god. I am India version of Ashton Kutcher. I'm the pranks to god.
Here's the thing, man. Here's this guy we should grab. I know this guy from my next town over. He has a pedicab, and we could probably get him some bucks. Yeah, man, and we get a couple of chuckles, and it won't really bother us at all because she will just be like out.
Oh, it's me, a prankster biker.
Pranks the biker.
Oh yeah, that's the plan, bro. I'm a prankster biker. We're gonna do a reboot of Candid Camera. I'm a prankster biker. Oh yes, this is fan to me. I'm basically a petabike version of Jamie Kennedy. I'm a prankster biker.
Yeah,
the pedicab experiment.
You sold it on a gang star. Take her on those crazy ass roads. Kid, prankster guard.
Was that a dog? Why is that on fire?
Prankster guard.
And what's up with all of the cows?
Yeah,
double speed, double speed, double speed, double speed, double
speed. You don't even know where you is and where you got here. You don't know how. I'm just over here with a dog and a fire, chilling like a fucking cow. Yeah, man, I'm looking over here and you see what I'm doing and you know that it is so fine. Chilling with all of my other vacas. That's Spanish for bovine. Oh my, I'm just hanging out. Yeah, man, not causing an inquisition. When I hang out in India, treated like a god cause I'm part of their religion. No inquisition, no incision. I'm making it right now, I'm making a decision. Yeah, man, and I'm gonna not be a liar. Quick dog, start another fire.
I'm in the back seat, and I'm trying to find this whole experience neat. Okay, I think he can see through me. I think he's gonna shake me down. Gonna ask for like 500 rupees.
500 more.
Oh, jeez.
500 more. Put it on the floor.
500 more.
I'm keeping score. You will be sore.
If this I abhor. I know that you're keeping the score. I find a dag. Please, here's 500 rupees. Please just put down my bags.
Oh, I was gonna chuck your bags out in this alley.
I know.
I'll leave you somewhere in an Indian valley.
Jesus Christ.
You get a new identity. People call you Sally.
Hey.
Never getting back to Cali.
That's not where I'm from, you fucking petty bike dork. Okay, I know that I look like I was born yesterday, but I'm actually from New York. So here's
I can tell that you're living in New York, but you're originally from Cali.
Oh, you're right.
The way that you sound is no accent that's from the valley.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry that I came in hot when it came to my background. For like 1 second, I forgot.
Yeah, you forgot.
Double speed.
Wait. Is this the truth that I purport? We've traveled around for like an hour. We're back at the airport.
Yes, we're back at the airport. Your face is kind of purple with rage, but we made you go in a fucking circle because we're pranksters.
Hey, prankster gods and prankster pedicab.
Prankster.
Do you remember us for an hour ago with the prankster guards?
I remember you. I remember you, at least. You're not going to get any of my footage. I will not sign the release.
Damn it. But before you go, I know that you must be astounded. Really quick, though, I know that you've paid me $1,000.
Yeah.
It's really nice of you. I think that you blundered. Because I still got your bags, your one of them will cost you $200.
Yeah, fine. Here you go, here's the rest of my money. And I never will find any of your goddamn pranks any funny. And now the rest of the trip will suffice, and I hope it will go well, cause the first leg of this trip has felt like my specific hell.
Back on Air India. Yeah, we got the power, cause we're back on Air India. It's a short flight, it's only like about an hour, cause we're back on air.
We're back on air, India, feeling like a winner. It's a really short flight, here's the Thanksgiving dinner. Yes, yes, we're gonna make you feel bold. It's a very short flight, we're gonna fill you with gold. Okay, the short flight is dandy. You can have any type of kind of candy. And guess what, you're looking pretty on a TV screen. We got Sex in the City.
Hey.
And now the flight has landed. Just like Arianda planned it.
Yes.
Oh, man. I just needed a hit of my life. Oh, man. A little bit of New York. Now I'm feeling less strife.
Great.
I'm gonna get off. Man, I'm feeling less shitty. Looking up at this sign, pronouncing the name of this current city.
What is the name?
I can sound it up. Maybe it won't be the same.
This is a very peculiar melody. I think that it's pronounced Tierra Melody.
Close enough.
I know how to say it true. I'm going to abbreviate it. Teru.
Teru.
Right?
Teru.
We're in that fucking Teru. City of Teru.
We in that Teru.
We're not acting so brand new. We're on Teru. Yeah. Cause you hear we're working Teru. We're gonna feel all the spirit up in Teru.
Welcome to Teru. On your feet, take a load off. Yeah, man, welcome to Teru. We got two roads, they are must, bro. Welcome to Teru. Man, nobody here wants to cause you harm. Man, I've got this charm, living out on a farm
in Teru.
No need to scream or shout, there's no need to be cursing. It's me, Teru, and I'ma tell you that I'm actually a sentient person. And guess what? Here's the truth. Don't sleep on me, don't snore. One day I'm gonna turn into a corporeal form and meet a friend named Zora.
I'm keeping this bit going. I'm keeping this bit going.
I'm keeping this bit going. Oh, taking this. Oh, take that bit. Go ahead and hand it to me, bruh.
I am the sentient mountain in Teru. I am a ranchula. Yeah. And the ranch about me is full of all of these people who just believe that up on top of me, some god you can just see. It's hard to believe.
Yeah. Hard to believe.
Yep.
It's like nudist.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to believe. We're a cult that is nudist.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're not so poor. We're another religion. We're right next door.
Hard to believe. Hard to believe. I am out here. I am actually having fun. Hard to believe. Hard to believe. I hope that this trade is not soon done. It's hard to believe. This will be a benchmark of my whole existence. I stay with the trip, and now I'm not gonna trip. I'm gonna get in persistence.
Yeah. It's not so tough. This is like the second leg of Eat, Pray, Love. But it's just eat. Eat and repeat. Eat and repeat. Go on up Indian beats like.
Go on up Indian beat. With my mom on this retreat. Yeah, something in our relationship up to this point has not been complete. And now it just has been so sweet. I'm looking at her and I see the woman inside of myself, a woman who I will eventually be.
Such a different that girl I see staring there back at me.
It was a cow. Turns out it was another cow.
XOXO Gossip Cow.
Gossip Cow.
It was the cow the whole time.
Woo! That cow was totally a
I'm
Samantha.
I'm a Samantha. I fuck all the other cows.
No.
Sorry, Zora. Point of fact, that is incorrect. That cow would be a Miranda. Miranda.
Oh, my God. Got him.
So sorry.
Got him.
Sorry.
Wowzers. A Miranda. Wow.
Woo. Holy shit. That was amazing.
Aw.
You guys.
So that was like exactly what happened.
Right? That is exactly what happened.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Worked out.
Have you been back to India since that trip?
I did. Yeah. I
went what was it like going back?
Well, we went to, it's Mumbai now, but yeah. We went to Mumbai and it was not actually that great of a trip. The second time, because I went, you know, it was like, you know, like your families are dicks. And so hanging out with my family made me crazy. But at one point, actually, we went to this place called, oh my God, what's it called? Mamallapur. No, oh my God. It's like this, basically, it's a very Western part of, you know, because like they're, you know, the women are very modest, you know, but this one city, and I can't remember what it's called right now.
Oh, Tierra Mowry?
Yep, Tierra Mowry. Yep.
I think it was Tamara Mowry.
they're right next. They're very they're bordering states. Okay.
There's a smaller one called Taj.
Solid.
Taj. Yeah, that Taj city Mowry. Likes to stay off the grid, though.
Yeah, it's super smart though.
Smart
it's
guy.
A smart city. Smart city.
Welcome smart. To India.
Wait, I don't get
that.
Okay.
That was deep. It was just there was like a show
deep
called
Disney cut.
Yeah. There was a show called Smart Guy.
Smart Guy.
Yeah.
Sister. Okay.
Yeah, we just went down a Maori rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. I apologize.
No, I just can't believe how much you guys knew about Gossip Girl. Holy shit.
Oh.
I don't remember anything about Gossip Girl. You knew everything.
Blake
you know
Lively, am I right?
Yeah, and Kristen Bell. right?
Leighton
she was the narrator.
Was in there.
Kristen Bell was the narrator.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mr. Chase.
Chase is a great name for any potential white dude who was on that show.
Yes.
Yeah, Chase Crawford.
Yeah, definitely.
Like you could say Lance, and I'd be like,
yeah, probably. Trevor.
Did you mention Leighton Meester?
No, I didn't mention Leighton Meester.
Leighton Meester, 1940.
Yeah. I just, honestly, I remember my sister talking about it a lot.
Yeah.
She was like way into it.
Yeah.
Another Upper East Side girl.
Yeah.
Shout out to Samalee Bikangaga.
Ooh. Is that a city?
No, it's my sister.
Your sister a city, Zora?
Guys, people aren't cities.
You know, once I'm presented with concrete evidence,
yeah, sure. Change my mind, like that meme.
Change my mind.
Amy, if anyone wants to visit the city of Amy, where can they? That was fine. Where can they find you?
Well, first of all, please check out my podcast, Mom. Get your shit together.
Yes.
On Campfire Media.
Bung, bung.
Season 2 is going to be coming out pretty soon. So,
and what can people expect when they listen to this podcast?
Well, it's a self-care and beauty podcast for moms.
Wow.
So we have like comedian moms on and other people that know moms we just, you know, we talk about like our shortcuts and our things that we do to keep our shit together, because when you become a mom, people expect you to look like shit. And you don't have to.
Yeah.
You can take care of yourselves, moms.
Is it okay to move to India though?
Yes.
Okay.
You can do it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Dope.
I'll give you permission.
Yeah.
Sweet.
There's
dope,
one
yeah,
mom sitting here on Expedia like, okay,
I will do it.
No,
that's what I needed.
That's, yeah, I just yeah, needed, the,
I needed that affirmation.
Ahead. Yeah. And you can follow me on Instagram at momgetyourshittogether, which is you are instead of the word your.
Does it? And were you able to get the actual S word in the name?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh,
Hello, very salty for Instagram.
Yeah.
Very PG-13.
Yeah, you didn't have to have like an
asterisk. They won't allow that when you're doing I don't think. They won't let you have that on Facebook either.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to hear.
Write it in Russian. Right. Probably.
Right.
Fucking Facebook. sorry, I just have some residual anger against them.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. Well, cool. Yeah, check out that podcast.
Please do.
For all the funny moms, just, you know, like they're doing their thing.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And they're funny and they're moms and it's a beautiful thing.
It is. We also bitch about our kids a lot. So,
okay.
You know, that's, there's that.
Relatability.
Yeah. Yep.
You guys.
Cool. Well, you should check. We're not moms.
Nope.
But we also have a podcast and other just great content. Check us out at DopeTown3000 on all the social medias, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, but mostly Twitter and Instagram. Let's be real, because fuck Facebook.
Hard DopeTown stance
hard DopeTown stance. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify through Campfire Media. Rate, subscribe, listen, download, all that shit. So much good content on the Twitter. And we like to end every DopeTown podcast with a wise saying from Sir Greg Smith. So drop us with a wise saying, Greg.
Sometimes I want to get this right.
Yeah, take your time, man.
Sometimes you have to take the complicated journey to get to the simple step.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's deep.
XOXO.
XOXO.
Gossip Greg.
Yeah.
Gossip Greg.
Thank you for that. And thank you for joining us, Amy.
Thank you for having me. This was amazing.
Yes.
Better than my trip to India.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. I said it.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Better than taco malaria, you guys.
Oh, boy.
Oh, snap. Okay.
Dubtown, 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 Dubtown. You're leaving Dubtown, 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 Dubtown. See you next time. You're leaving Dubtown, 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 Dubtown. See you next time.
Hi, everyone. This is Amy Albert, host of Mom, Get Your Shit Together from Campfire Media. Mom, Get Your Shit Together is a podcast about beauty and self-care just for moms. Just because you're a mom doesn't mean that you don't need to get your shit together. Am I right? You can download and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.